A new coefficient survey confirms that Republican former U.S. Senator John E. Sununu entering the open New Hampshire Senate race would make the general election very competitive. According to the coefficient ballot test, Democratic Congressman Chris Pappas would lead Mr. Sununu 46-43%, which is a virtual tie. In a Republican primary ballot test, Mr. Sununu tops former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown 40-23%. Should Mr. Sununu become a candidate, the open New Hampshire race suddenly becomes a top national campaign. As expected, Democratic former Pima County Supervisor Adelita Grijalva easily won the week's U.S. House special election in Arizona's Tucson-anchored 7th District. She will succeed her late father in Congress. Longtime Democratic Representative Raul Grijalva passed away in March. When Ms. Grijalva is sworn into the House, the partisan division will change to 219 Republicans and 214 Democrats. The two remaining House special elections are in Tennessee and Texas later this year. Republicans are favored to hold in Tennessee and Democrats in Texas. A surprising California Emerson College poll was released, providing bad news to Democratic Senator Alex Padilla. He is making noises about entering the open governor's race. The ballot test again finds former U.S. Representative Katie Porter leading the jungle primary field, but with only a 16% preference figure. Following are two Republicans totaling 18% of the jungle primary vote. Former Fox News host Steve Hilton with 10% support, and Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco registering 8%. Senator Padilla is next posting only 7% support, which is a surprisingly low number for a sitting U.S. senator in a crowded field. Senator Padilla says he will make a decision about the governor's race after the people vote on the redistricting referendum in early November. This poll indicates that Senator Padilla may not be as strong statewide as he initially believed. Defying the consistent trend showing Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill leading 2021 Republican gubernatorial nominee Jack Cittarelli, a new internal national research survey reveals a change in momentum. The national research results project the Republican leading with a slight 46-45% edge over Ms. Sherrill. Earlier in the month, national research saw Mr. Cittarelli pulling to within a 47-45% margin of his Democratic opponent. It does appear the race is getting tighter as we move toward the November 4th general election. Additionally, Mr. Cittarelli, even in this year's Republican primary, where he scored a 68% win, tends to underpoll by a significant margin. In the primary, cumulative research studies found him running nowhere near his final vote total. We saw the same pattern in the 2021 general election. Therefore, the stage may be set for another closer-than-expected finish in the New Jersey governor's campaign. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.